Can you guys go tape it on that back window?
Rachel Lyons is an art teacher at Performing Arts. She guided her students through the creation of an intrinsic abstraction of artwork. It mimics the style of Bradford, an African-American artist from Los Angeles. In collaboration with the Albright Knox Art Gallery, the school is welcoming Bradford as their guest speaker. Just about every art student at Performing Arts has been involved in this major project inspired by Bradford's work. In this piece of artwork, students created large panels featuring social justice, Buffalo environment, and socioeconomic issues.
There's one panel that is about kind of the quality of life in Buffalo, looking at both students' personal experiences and statistical information about like poverty levels and housing quality issues and those kind of things.
The classroom was buzzing with 9th and 10th graders. These art students paired up on various aspects of this project.
Pasting glue and string to the rows, the main rows that are red.
In one corner, we found Kayla Riley and Nicholas Stokes working together on a hope panel. The smell of glue filled the air as they tried to create this section featuring information on Buffalo.
Because we're doing like information on it, like the amount of pollution, the asthma cases.
We also learn about how many famous people have been here, like Mark Twain and the assassination of our president, and how we were like one of the main people during the Underground Railroad, and how really big Buffalo is compared to other cities around New York.
Students built layers of collages using various methods to reveal what was underneath.
And once we finish this, we gotta paint another paper mache, another layer over this. And once we're done with that, we peel off of the string to signify all the roads and all the designs of hope around Buffalo.
And just the layering of this, you know, in and of itself, just like with the concept, they're also just like unlayering all of these like things are happening in Buffalo.
Eric Jones is the Albright's Public Arts Projects Coordinator. He observed students as they created this Bradford-inspired piece. Jones tells WBFO News he believes Bradford will be blown away with the students' work.
So to continually add those layers, but then like dig back into it, like Mark Bradford's style is, he typically sees it as this like uncovering archaeological excavation of sorts in his work. And that also brings up new things that you didn't really know that we're going to be there. So for them to be working in this style on, you know, such a large scale and have such a really great support from the teachers has been amazing.
This idea of collaging layers and layers of things and then re-exposing them, kind of that whole technique is different for them. The idea that looking at abstract art, but really understanding the content that goes into it, even though it is an abstract piece, so much information is embedded within this project, and that idea for them is really important too.
Our teacher Lyons describing how students created Bradford's abstraction of power, layers of collages made of paint and material, describing deep socioeconomic and social justice issues in our community. The concept of Bradford's work is to provide society-driven reality, and the students created real-life topics.
This young lady here did, her whole map was about where sex offenders live in her neighborhood. So she looked at the data about registered sex offenders, pulled that map. We've searched a lot of crime statistics and stuff, too.
Yeah, I did the sex offenders, and it was really startling to see how many sex offenders were actually in Buffalo.
Tori O'Connor worked on a large piece of artwork spread across the classroom floor with other students. O'Connor says this project really gives them a sense of some of the difficult lives area citizens live.
Downtown, it seems really nice and built up down there, but if you ask someone with the east side what their life is like, it's completely different and it's not nice at all.
As we're adding where all the killings was going on, all the violence, the sex offenders that were in the different places.
Student Derek McDad was asked to provide written thoughts for this project about aspirations of life in Buffalo. Initially, he wrote down some positive notes, even about himself, dreaming of becoming a professional basketball player. But then he wrote a negative reflection.
I said there's really no hope for the future. I don't believe there's hope for our youth much nowadays.
McDade says this artwork is a deep commentary on what some experience in life.
Just by collaborating all of that into one artwork, it shows like all the different things that we're allowing in Buffalo and what we can change and what we're not allowing ourselves to change, like, currently. And I think that if we just put it together, then other people will see that if we actually do work together, then we can change some of these things.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.